And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 11th of May, 2013. It was on this day in 1812 the waltz was introduced at a dance hall in London, the first closed couple dance the English aristocracy had ever seen, men and women embracing one another as they were dancing. It was on this day, the year 868 A.D., the Diamond Sutra was printed, the world's oldest book bearing a specific date of publication. It's a collection of Buddhist teachings, a dialogue between the Buddha and Subhuti, one of his elderly disciples. The copy was printed with wood blocks on 7 strips of paper, each page from a single block, 7 sheets bound together to form a scroll about 16 feet long. The Diamond Sutra was discovered near Dunhuang in the Gansu province of China, a desert outpost along the Silk Road. Buddhist monks kept their scriptures in caves where the dry desert air kept these paper texts in perfect condition. The caves were sealed off around the year 1000, perhaps because the Islamic Empire was spreading into Western China. And it was 900 years later, in the year 1900, when an itinerant Taoist monk named Wang Yuanlu happened on them, realized that he'd found something special. And then the archaeologist Aurel Stein showed up in Dunhuang. He was Hungarian, but he was working for the British, and he convinced Wang Yuanlu to part with a huge amount of manuscripts for a little bit of money. And Aurel Stein left the caves of 1,000 Buddhas with 24 cases of manuscripts and 5 cases of paintings and relics, for which he paid £130. And it was on this day in 1942 that William Faulkner's Go Down, Moses was published, stories that made up a novel set in Yoknapatawpha County, all about members of the McCaslin family. Ike McCaslin, who rejects his family's estate, which has been passed down for generations because he's disgusted by their history of owning slaves. Here's a poem by Elizabeth Gaskell on visiting the grave of my stillborn little girl, Sunday, July 4th, 1836. I made a vow within my soul, O child, when thou wert laid beside my weary heart, with marks of death on every tender part, that if in time a living infant smiled, winning my ear with gentle sounds of love, in sunshine of such joy I still would save a green rest for thy memory. O dove, and oft-times visit thy small, nameless grave. Thee have I not forgot, my firstborn, though whose eyes ne'er opened to my wistful gaze, whose sufferings stamped with pain thy little brow. I think of thee in these far happier days, and thou, my child, from thy bright heaven see how well I keep my faithful vow to thee. On visiting the grave of my stillborn little girl, Sunday, July 4th, 1836, a poem by Elizabeth Gaskell from the complete works of Elizabeth Gaskell. And that's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.